This is Jennifer Brown with your food for thought. Last week, I talked about the importance of physical activity and that adults are supposed to get 150 minutes of physical activity per week. And we talked about strength training. Well, oftentimes, you know what you need to do, but the difficulty is getting motivated. The key to beginning an exercise routine is to know your starting point. First, it's always important to talk with your doctor. The doctor can help you choose activities that are best for you and make sure you're not pushing yourself too far. Thinking positively about physical activity can help you overcome some barriers and improve your health. Many of our programs within the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service suggest making action plans and setting small, short-term goals that can be achieved within a week. Goal setting is an important key to staying motivated and staying active. You can set SMART goals, and the word SMART is an acronym meaning set small, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely goals. If you can stick with an exercise routine or physical activity for at least 6 months, it's a good sign that you're beginning to make physical activity a regular habit. It's recommended to get 30 minutes of physical activity at least 5 days a week for the total of 150 minutes of activity. But the easiest way to get motivated is to find something that you enjoy to do and start small. You can also find a partner or a friend to join you. You can join a local fitness class, either with Parks and Rec or the local senior center. Even just walking around a track at one of the local parks will give you an opportunity to meet different people who are making the same choices you are to be more physically active. And it's not just important to be physically active. It's also important to remember nutrition and drinking water or drinking healthy beverages. We recommend drinking plenty of refreshing, calorie-free water because water does the body good. With no calories, it helps your muscles and your brain stay hydrated for best physical and mental performance. It also keeps your stomach, intestines, and kidneys working smoothly. This lets you digest your food and get rid of waste. How much water you need depends on your size and your activity level. But for the most part, it's recommended that adults get about 64 ounces of water per day. So that would be 4 of the normal size bottles of water. You want to also balance all of your beverages. So if you are drinking milk, we recommend that you are drinking fat-free milk 3 times a day. It's not just for kids. Adults need it too. Nutrient-rich dairy foods help build and maintain healthy bones and teeth for a lifetime. They can also help build muscle mass, maintain a healthy weight, and lower the risk of high blood pressure. For the most nutrients with the least fat and calories, we recommend that you go for skim or 1% milk. We also recommend that you drink no more than 4 to 6 ounces of 100% fruit or vegetable juice a day. While 100% juice can be a great source of several nutrients, it is possible to get too much of a good thing. Fruits and vegetables are much better ways to get vitamins, minerals, and fluids. So making sure that you are eating your fruits and veggies instead of just simply drinking them. Whole produce tends to be more satisfying, plus you get the added value of fiber and phytonutrients from the skin and pulp. When you're drinking other beverages, other than the ones we've mentioned, you want to drink those with care. A lot of those other drinks are loaded with things that we don't need, and they have very little of what our bodies actually crave. The soft drinks, sweet tea, fruit drinks, sports drinks, and energy drinks are loaded with calories and sometimes caffeine. Those fancy coffee drinks are often very high in calories, fat, and sugar. Some ways to make smart choices is to be a label reader. Check for calories, caffeine, sugar, and fat before you drink. Steer clear of the supercharged energy drinks. You definitely want to watch for label warnings since some brands have too much caffeine for youth and pregnant women. And don't drink any beverage that has alcohol mixed with caffeine. Stick with your smaller sizes or share larger ones. Moderation is always a smart way to treat your body well. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.